Sunday brunch was a little spicier than usual at Taco Haven, a well-known Southtown Mexican food restaurant, after a posting about the establishment went viral. Over the weekend, a customer wrote a stinging comment on the online review site Yelp, claiming petitioners seeking the recall of Mayor Julian Castro and District 1 Councilman Diego Bernal had been invited to station themselves in front of the restaurant in order to drum up support for their cause. Anti-LGBT activists have targeted the two for removal from office after they led a successful effort to extend the city's non-discrimination ordinance to the LGBT community, thus adding gender identity and sexual orientation to the list of protected classes in the city. The Yelp reviewer also took umbrage over the bar chalkboard promoting, quote, straight shots. The reviewer wrote that the word straight was underlined in all capital letters. And the Yelp poster got the impression that the owners of Taco Haven were actively supporting the opponents to the non-discrimination ordinance. The Torres family, who owns Taco Haven, said this is all a misunderstanding, according to Alan Parker, an attorney for the family.
There was a sign, but it's always been there. They serve straight shots on certain days. That's like a tequila or something that's a drink name. It was not formed for homosexuals or anything.
A straight shot is not for a straight person.
That is correct.
They misinterpreted it.
That's correct.
Parker says straight shots are straight shots of liquor. Regardless, the offending straight chalkboard is now erased.
Equal rights now!
But the review caught the attention of non-discrimination ordinance supporters, and it spread like wildfire on social media. Erin Susan Jennings protested outside Sunday and let Lunch Bunch patrons know she and her group don't appreciate the message.
Taco Haven appears to have embraced them. Inside, they had a board that said straight shot specials, emphasis on straight, underlined, all capital letters. Like, that's... You know, who would want to go to a bar that says, you know, white specials? That's disgusting.
While Jennings and her group were protesting the recall, petitioners had moved from the front of Taco Haven and set up across the street.
They preach violent, hateful, discriminatory rhetoric. They spread a lot of misinformation and lies.
At times, both groups yelled back and forth to each other. Jesse Reyes with the River City Tea Party says Taco Haven got caught in the middle of this mix-up.
They were innocent people. They had nothing to do with this. If they had a real problem, they should take it to City Hall or City Council. You know, they really feel like they're being harassed. I mean, why are you going to pick a fight with a taco stand?
On the porch of the restaurant, members of the Torres family sat and watched each group. They didn't want to be recorded, but they said off mic that they believe this will blow over and things will soon return to normal. But Jennings says the fight for civil rights will continue.
It was a very, very hard struggle to get the NDO passed in this city. We all fought very hard for this. There were so many road bumps along the way.
Attorney Alan Parker says the Torres family is a traditional Roman Catholic unit, but they're not interested in promoting any social agenda or forcing their views on anyone. They simply want to serve good food.
Just because you allow people to exercise their civil rights does not mean you're a hater. In fact, we need to allow each other to agree to disagree on these important issues and allow civil discourse to occur.
Nevertheless, the Torres family is being chided for not taking a strong stand in support of the LGBT community, and they are finding out that there is no room for politics on the Taco Haven menu. In Southtown, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.